Okay, all right. Welcome to Thank You Very Much, everybody. We've got a huge setup, the best setup I've ever had. A lot of new stuff, so I apologize. That's going to be a little delayed, it looks like. And that's fine. There's no God. Welcome to Thank You Very Much. I'm your host, Joe Bates. We have got a great episode today, folks. A great episode. If you're watching, you're going to enjoy it. But if you don't, that's fine. Today's episode is the best candy bar, and our special guest experts today to talk about the best candy bar, folks. To the left of me, he is the president of a booster club for Boy Scouts, Mr. David Brooks.
Hello, you guys, how are you doing?
Sometimes I don't answer. Okay. So if working with the boosters, that means you sell a lot of candy bars?
Yes, I'm able to talk to the kids one-on-one, get them the candy they like, hear what the people are saying.
What are the people saying?
They like a lot of different candies. You know,
well, that's good.
A huge boost in chocolate. So, you know, I go the streets, they talk. So
okay, perfect. So he hears what the people are saying. So the people have any opinions, he's heard it. But if they haven't, you've also heard no opinion sometimes.
Sometimes I don't hear anything.
Okay, perfect. Are you deaf? No, I guess you've been answering my questions. It's fine. Sometimes I can't hear out of my eyes. To the right of me, folks, another special guest expert. You may have seen him in the upstart cover band, Ted Nugent. They do candy bar covers of Ted Nugent songs. But also, you have a regular job, correct?
Yes, I work at a gas station.
Oh! Where you see a lot of candy bars 24/7.
A lot of snacks in general. A lot of just basic, you know, your protein with Slim Jims and...
Yeah.
Cigarettes, but mainly I like selling people candy.
That's your, so, but you don't mind the protein Slim Jim or the cigarettes?
No, I mean, like, sometimes you gotta branch out, you know, and sell, it's a gas station, people are gonna buy what they're gonna buy, but, you know.
What have you watched the most, or what have you sold the most of at the gas station?
I can tell you we haven't sold a lot of CDs. I have a big stack like Starbucks, like a bunch of Ted Nugent CDs. I don't know if we're legally allowed to sell cover band CDs.
But you work there, so it should be fine.
They say you have to be 10,000 hours to be an expert, and I'd say I'd sold candy bars for about 10,000 hours because the band hasn't quite taken off.
Yeah. What are some of your Ted Nugent songs?
We don't really change the names.
You don't change the name at all.
Not really.
They're not even candy bar themed.
I mean, we eat candy bars on stage.
Oh, that's what it is.
And we'll throw candy bars at fans.
Fans.
Ted's mom.
Wait, there's a guy named Ted in the Ted Nugent cover band.
He's the drummer.
Do you guys do any of the like the crossbow or the bow and arrow?
We're very anti-gun.
Perfect. Before we continue, Austin, do you want to get the candy bars that are in the other room?
I would love to, Joe.
Thank you. Okay, David, it's just you and me now. I need you to know that his band is one of the worst bands I've ever heard in my entire life.
Never heard Ted Nugent.
Yeah, well, if you've never heard Ted Nugent, you might actually like them better. Okay. It helps not knowing Ted Nugent.
Been to a gas station.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, have you? Hey. I like
it. Hey, I'm back.
Anyways.
I got some candy bars, and I also got a CD for you guys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I can't wait to listen to it. But folks, we're talking best candy bar, and as always, the list is behind me. We're talking about Snickers, we're talking about Reese's Sticks, we're talking about Take 5, Crunch Bar, Butterfinger, Payday, Baby Ruth, Hershey's, Cookies and Cream, Kit Kat Bar, 100 Grand, and Twix. We have a lot of these things here. We don't even put it on the list. Including Three Musketeers, the worst candy bar of all time. We're big fun people, so feel free if you guys want to chow down on it to get some opinions of your own on some of this candy. This is a lot of candy. But we got a great episode today. Best candy bar. As always, when we start with the veto round, where you go around each, all three of us, and take one of these things we don't think is the best candy bar off the list. And I start with the oldest person here, David Brooks. David, what do you think on this list behind this is definitely not the best candy bar?
100 grand.
100 grand. Wow. It was a late addition. But I will say this, David, I'm surprised because Austin kind of added it in late, and you asked about it.
Yeah, I
Why are you taking 100 grand off the list so quickly, if it was a thing you popped in your head?
It's a nursing home candy at the end of the day. I see it a lot.
Old people like this candy bar, therefore it's not very good.
It's soft.
The greatest generation hates this candy bar. Obviously.
Greatest generation. They fought in World War II, so we can eat 100 grand today, I think.
It's the only way I'll ever have 100 grand.
Oh, Jesus. That gas station's not paying that well?
I mean, it's a gas station.
So you're saying it's an old people candy. So if Junior Mints was on here, that'd be gone. Werther's Originals, they'd be gone.
Mounds. Almond Joy.
What is it? Jujubes and Dots? Those are old people
Those
candy.
Those are, yeah.
Stephen Mints and Giles. Like, whatever Stephen Mints and Giles likes is usually pretty much old people candy.
Jimmy Roberson, too.
Jimmy Roberson is an old person.
He likes, like, Sweet Tarts. And...
Well, I like Sweet Tarts. There's nothing wrong with Sweet Tarts. Well, get your saliva going.
Real kids like war eggs.
If you got a dry mouth. All right, we're taking 100 grand off the list. That's fair. I didn't think it was going to win.
You know what? I defended it, but I agree.
All right, Austin Fry, you're up next. What candy bar are you not sure is the best? You want to take it off right now?
I'm going to go with... let's see here. I mean, we got such a variety of choices.
Well, that is part of the candy bar world. That
it's,
is.
It's like whatever you want. It's just going to be very specific to your taste buds. I think that the Take Five.
Yeah.
I know that that got.
A lot of people like the Take Five. Right?
I know a lot of people like Take Five. I just think it's a lot.
What is it? What is it, Take Five?
It's Take Five has like 5 ingredients in it.
Yeah.
It's like you got a pretzel in there.
Yeah,
chocolate.
We're taking Take Five off the list. So pretzel, what else is on it?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
The staple of any good candy bar.
Pretzels?
So I'm looking at you, Baby Ruth, and Payday. I think it has like nougat and crisp stuff in it.
Wafer.
Wafer?
Is that the crisp stuff?
It's just a lot.
You named 6 you
know,
or 7.
It's just a bunch, you know? just don't. Why are you trying to have it all, you know?
Yeah. That's John Morris and Kerry C have already told you to go fuck yourself, by the way. They're upset that you're taking Take Five off this early.
Alright, how about you guys Take Five?
Take five. Take five and shove it up your ass.
Take
right?
25 minutes to fucking figure out what you actually want to eat.
Jesus, oh man, the creamy gooey. Snickers bar. I love Snickers bar so much, but this is, I'm getting beyond myself. So you're taking Take Five. I've never had a Take Five, so I'm totally fine taking this off the list.
I've had a Take Five a couple times, and I was like, you know what, this is whatever. You know, it's whatever.
I would take it off the list 5 times. I'm giving you the light. Wow, okay. Well, I mean, that's just rude at that point.
I mean, if I took advice that, you know, advice Kerry C gave me, you know, where would I be?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be on Ranking very much.
She's been on it once. Take Five off the list. She was on an episode with very famous Sean Latham. Barstool fame. You know, everyone loves Barstool.
Matt McAfee was recently at an NXT event where he fought a wrestler.
Wait, really?
Yeah, well, he didn't really fight him.
Did he win?
He was a guest announcer, and he cost Adam Cole a match.
Wait, so, Pat McAfee really did that?
He did.
NXT Live
NXT
event?
NXT Live.
Oh, your NXT Live event?
Yeah.
At Indy?
Yeah.
Well, not yours. You don't you don't own it, but... Oh!
I was supposed to buy new strings for my bass, but I just said... I said, fuck it.
Yep. So you play bass for the Ted Nugent band.
Yeah.
Wow. Of all the instruments.
Okay.
Take Five is taken off the list. Sorry,
don't
Gary
listen
G.
to me. I play bass and don't like whatever.
Kerry C, yeah, and da 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 da. I can't read that. I thought this would work better for reading,
it's fine.
But it's still.
This is adding drama to the episode. You're taking out a favorite this early. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm up next. Here's the deal.
I think there is a world of either Payday or Baby Ruth. One or the other, and you can't have both.
Big facts.
And I am taking rid of Baby Ruth. I don't like Baby Ruth as much as Payday. I think Payday is the most filling of all candy bars. It's like a meal and a candy bar mode. I'll eat one, I'll get full, then I won't have to eat a sandwich. Whereas Baby Ruth, it's compact. You're not getting as much peanuts. They got the chocolate, which is fine, but you're just not getting as much. So I am taking off Baby Ruth off this list, folks. Sometimes I don't want chocolate. Sometimes I just want peanuts. Sometimes I want some caramel.
Yeah.
Not one kid has ordered.
Sometimes you don't Baby want Ruth. Five ingredients in one candy.
Not one kid has
not
ordered Baby
one
Ruth.
Kid has put in an order for Baby Ruth since like 84.
Well, I was at the gas station earlier today, and the gas station attendant said that nobody has Baby Ruth anymore. Payday just completely took it over.
And that was Chuck.
That was Chuck?
Yeah.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah. Plays tambourine.
Wait, he's in your band?
No, he's in another band.
What band is that?
It's a Billy Joel cover band.
Oh, ooh. What's it called? Okay, that's fine. I thought you were going to say it was a Cream filling. they cover Cream songs.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
If I said that, that would be good.
Let's say I'll edit it, the live video.
No.
Alright, I'm taking off Baby Ruth.
Good.
Because between Baby Ruth and Payday.
I'm going to eat the Snickers.
I am going to take some more of this. I'm having heartburn right now. I was taking heartburn medication, and I stopped taking it. And, well, that was a bad idea. What you saying, Austin?
What? Carrie C. doesn't know why she watches these.
Because she loves the way I look.
Who's John Morris?
John Morris is a Dayton guy.
Oh, cool. Hey, John. What's up?
Yeah. How's your name?
Interrupted. Who knows what's going on there? Alright, we're back live, folks. Sorry about that. YouTube Live, I apologize. Thank you so much for watching the YouTube video. I, again, am Joe Bates. This is Rank You Very Much. And I accidentally marked a thing on this table. Folks, let's catch up on the show. We've David Brooks. He works for a Boy Scout Boosters. Austin Fry is in the Ted Nugent cover band called Ted Nugent. And on top of everything else, in case you're wondering, I am the host of Rank You Very Much. We're doing the best candy bar behind it. He works at the gas station too. We've taken off Take 5. We've taken off Baby Ruth. We've taken off 100 grand. It's been going so good. Let's do another round, folks. I am going to, as the youngest person here up next, David Brooks. What do you think is not the best candy bar on this list?
Ooh, I don't see it on the list. I see it here. I don't see it on the list.
Well, you don't have to take it off then. What are you going to take off?
Three Musketeers.
Well, it's not on the list. Because we have it here because it sucks.
No. Honestly, if I had to take a serious, strong one.
Yeah, you have to really think about your life right here.
None of the kids like Payday. Payday is not what's hot.
Whoa, man, I made that whole spiel for nothing. Just a pointless, spiel to save Baby Ruth. And you say Payday, totally off the list. Not your thing.
See you.
It's you, why do you... Well, you know, it's my house. Why are you taking Payday off the list? Just because the kids aren't buying it?
Kids aren't buying it. I'm not a huge peanut fan like that.
Oh.
Super, like, it's a lot of peanuts in it.
Yeah, that's all of it. Yeah. The majority is peanuts. Which, Benjamin, a thing I want to bring up. With that, there are peanuts everywhere.
I open the wrapper, peanuts just fall on the ground. You know what I mean? You're driving, you know, you're getting into an intersection, you pull open a Payday, you're like, I want to eat this candy bar, and then peanuts just on the ground, right? You're getting all over your knees, you're like, what's going on? And then
how wide are your knees?
You know, I'm just saying, it's a lot.
And
no, thank you.
Payday's weird because if I can recall, they said those commercials with the elephants in the Payday.
Oh yeah, can I ask you something, David Brooks? The way you're eating that candy bar, I've never seen anyone eat a candy bar like that.
Separate.
Just rips it off.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I have. when I'm sharing a candy bar.
Honestly, I only did that because I thought we were all sharing the candy. I was like, I don't want to be this. He says he likes Snickers. I bite it off.
Well, I know. You've been hogging it the whole time. I don't even like Twix, but I opened it because it's easily shareable. Same with the Hershey's. But you know what? It's fine. You know? Everyone's got to do what they got to do. So Payday's off the list. Austin Fry, what are you thinking off next?
Kit Kat bar.
Whoa! I thought Kit Kat bar was like the dark horse in this. Might have won this whole thing. You're saying no to the Kit Kat bar.
I don't think so. See, because...
Well, I don't see. Because why?
It's just crisp wafers and milk chocolate, right? It's a good snack to eat with your... You can break it off with your friends, right? Things like that. But what if you're
eating... Break me off a piece.
Yeah, you can break off a piece. You can share with anybody, right? And I think the main thing... Main thing with candy bars is that it's very individualistic.
Then I think I know you kind of like that of all these things. One that's shareable, but you don't share it.
Exactly.
So you're the Twix is a whole different world.
Twix is a whole new world.
All right, Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, Kit Kat, get out of here.
Off the list, folks. We're taking Kit Kat bar off the list. I'm up next. This is the last veto we're going to have for this episode. It doesn't get any easier, but... You know what? You made a point with the payday that I'm going to reach out and make a point now. For two reasons. One, this thing cuts the roof of my mouth sometimes. Mm-hmm. And two, it is the messiest candy bar out there. I'm taking Butterfinger off the list.
Whoa.
It's a great candy bar, don't get me wrong. Nice to have a Butterfinger right now, but it's too flaky. It gets everywhere. And sometimes it's a little too dry. You know, you get a little cut. You can cut yourself with a Butterfinger.
This is like, also I want to say to your point that it easily breaks in the package.
Yeah, you open it up.
I just put it down on the table.
It's already in pieces.
Yeah.
So, it can't be a bar.
No. It's not...
Like we are the candy bar.
Meat.
Yeah. It's not...
Meat. That's why Kit Kat's fried cool. It's meat.
Oh, yeah.
It's meat. It's clean. You can freeze them, break them off. It's just that Butterfinger is like...
Break me out of a piece.
But we already took enough.
The Kit Kat bar. It's just... You guys hear that song? You guys know that one?
Yeah. Also, Butterfinger...
You know that one?
Nobody lays a finger on my Butterfinger. It's a good slogan. I like it.
Good slogan. Mark Simpson. It made the Simpsons famous.
Yeah. But it's just... It's
not
just
the Simpsons.
Not the Simpsons.
Same point I had with the payday. You're driving your car.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. On your knees.
I don't want an accident.
The place that you never want to get dirty. Your knees.
Your knees, your legs. I mean, those are the focal points of movement in your body.
So we're taking off Butterfinger off the list, folks. It's gone. And I'm going to say right now, every time I've ever done this show, we've had some great ones. We've had some a great collection of. But this might be the best top five for its own category of all time.
Take Five isn't in the top five.
And Take Five is not in the top five, all right?
Is there a redemption round where we take one back?
No. Well, actually, right now. Can you read what they're saying up there, Austin? John Morris... Start from the bottom, go up. Starting from the bottom, now I'm here. I wrote that song.
Butterfingers get stuck in your something.
It's not what it is. Okay.
Twix is best. Austin Fry is a granola bar in this bar ranking.
Is a granola bar?
Can you read?
Yeah. Someone said Kit Kat's great.
Kit Kat is great. I love Kit Kat. I can't believe they took it off. I don't care for this John Holmes.
Get stuck in your something.
Mouth.
Whoa.
Okay, guys, so up to you. You get to choose what we should add to the show. What do you think is the best candy bar? We're missing an episode.
Billy Griswold says Reese's Sticks ain't shit.
Oh!
My man!
Folks, we are asking you on Facebook Live or YouTube Live to give us a request for candy bars that may not have made the list. So let us know what you think, if there's anything on there. Right now, our top five is Snickers, Reese's Sticks, Crunch Bars, Hershey's Cookies and Cream, and Twix. I think the best top five I've ever had on the show.
I like granola bars, though.
Twix is better PB candy bar. Twix PB.
It's fucking gross.
That sounds horrible.
That was disgusting.
I feel like we're... Yeah.
So if you guys want on Facebook... Oh, we got two Milky Ways. Reese's Sticks ain't shit.
I know we're going to get some Milky Way fans.
Yeah, this is...
They got a cool rapper.
It kills kids, is what one kid said. Okay. Well, what are you going to do? Milky Way is what's been offered. Anybody else have any... Let me ask you while we're waiting for them to comment. David, for you, what determines what is the best candy bar? Like, what criteria do you weigh in?
I guess it depends on my financial state.
So you can't go a luxury...
When I was young and poor, Zero Bars were very tasty. Now, for some reason, it's Snickers. It's Crunch Bars.
Yeah, that is. Like, Crunch Bars are solid. But I'm not asking you specifically. I'm asking, but you're saying, depending on where you are financially, what kind of determines your criteria, whether you're getting a luxury candy
like
bar.
What tastes good?
Whether you're getting the Sour Patch Kids or the Sour Jacks. Really? What about you, Austin? What's your criteria determining...
If I'd like the taste.
Wow.
Okay.
Interesting. Yes. A different take than I would have thought most people have. So for you, to determine the best candy bar, it's all taste.
I'll say it again. This is going to be one of the most controversial episodes, and thank you very much, because candy bars are very personal and near and dear. When you go to a movie theater, you go to a gas station, you know personally what candy bar you're going to go. Not a lot of people go to a gas station. I've seen it because I work there.
Yeah.
A gas station. People walk in, they go to the candy bars, they're not looking around like, oh man, like, do I want one of these? They usually, it's like, I know what I want, I'm going to walk in, I'm going to get my Milky Way, and I'm going to go get my pack of Campbell's, you know, and they know exactly what they want. Sometimes if they come in, their eyes are a little red, dilated, they kind of just stare at it for a little while, they don't know what they want. Sometimes they just grab a whole mess. Like we did here.
Yeah, we grabbed the whole mess.
It's very, you know, and the tastes change as you grow up. You know, your taste buds evolve. Like, I used to like Three Musketeers as a kid because I liked the commercials. And then now I think it's kind of garbage.
Yeah.
You said something interesting, though. You said movie theater candy. I feel like that goes different for a lot of people. I feel like what you would eat.
Yeah, I don't eat candy bars. I eat
Bunch of Crunch,
Sour Patch Watermelon. Woo! Sour Patch Watermelon. I used to Junior Mints all the time, and then too many Junior Mints at once is a lot.
Like Junior Mints?
I love Junior Mints. I know old people candy, you don't really like it, but
my mom always snuck candy into the theater.
We did that when we were a kid. I was like, ooh, we're bad.
We snuck felt like such a rebel.
We snuck meals.
Like when I was
we made your own studio movie.
Yeah, for sure.
What a giant purse. Exactly. It's got shelves in it. There's a heating system.
We brought potatoes, peas,
and turkey. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, this is the best time I've ever seen Fireball Goes West. I don't know.
Do I smoke fajitas?
No, it's just... So Gordon Schmidt says he buys Twix 100% of the... 99% of the time. So the two offers we've had are Milky Ways and whatchamacallits. Two people said Milky Ways. One person said whatchamacallit. I'm going to say we should add Milky Way to the list because two people said that and only one person said whatchamacallit.
So John Holmes, Nestle should get eliminated. The horrible treatment of third world countries.
Listen, we're not talking about the treatment.
Okay. That's not
what this is about.
Thank you very much. We're got no progressiveness to us. Right? We're one of the worst people in the world.
We're talking about tastes.
That bunny's so cool. Come on, you don't ever drive past. What's the highway? I can't think.
Well, isn't I will say is
the Nestle factory's on the high off the highway.
Isn't it a poor taste?
The quick rabbit.
It's a beautiful rabbit.
It's a beautiful rabbit. They treat rabbits real well.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk's good. You ride chocolate milk, John Holmes.
You put chocolate milk in like Cocoa Puffs or something like that?
Oh, oof.
It's a lot.
All right.
It's a whole bunch.
Have you ever put a bunch of candy bars in a blender, mixed them together, melted them, and then poured in a drink?
Casual Tuesday.
Gas station fun. All right, folks. We got our final six. Snickers, Reese's Sticks, Crunch Bar, Hershey's Cookies and Cream, Twix, and Milky Way. This is the first time I'm able to look at the screen and read my own board. That's great.
So people are chiming in.
Like
I said, this is very personal. You had it when you were a kid. Your tastes evolved, and now you know what you like. There are people who are pushing for Take 5 to be back on the board.
Take 5 is coming back on.
It's not coming back.
All right. I also like that there's three different like time standards for like that one's real slow. Anyways, behind the scenes.
We're going to go one at a time to determine whether they should be in the top three, starting with Snickers. Is Snickers a top three candy bar? I would say a yes, but I don't know how you guys are feeling about this.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Nutty Professor's. Like, I just... You've been over eating that Snickers. I feel like everybody's eating the Snickers and Fest that way before. Like, this is amazing.
The legacy alone
yeah.
that Snickers has.
Yeah.
Like, when you think candy bar, Snickers is one of the first things you think of.
Although no one said it when I asked it on Facebook, which I was surprised about.
I mean, if you're watching Family Feud and they say name a candy bar that everyone knows.
Snickers.
Yeah. And like this, that would be the one that either people say or they forget, and they go Snickers. Like that. They're like, oh, how could we forget?
All right. We'll just move into the top three. Up next for the top three candy bars, we're gonna add Reese's Sticks. Is Reese's Sticks a top three candy bar?
No, it's a hybrid, baby. It doesn't
count. It's a hybrid? So it's not Reese's original intention?
No, it wasn't. They tried to get some money, and they're like, oh, Reese's Sticks. I'm with Willie.
These are really fucking good.
They're fire.
Dude, these are really good. But you're saying because it's a hybrid. It's not wasn't the original intention.
No.
These are so good now that I'm eating them.
Oh, my God.
This is one of the best things I've ever eaten.
Easy
ever
had one in a few years.
And we're saying not a top three. Austin, what about you? This is great. I'm really enjoying what I'm eating right now.
This is fucking good. we should just skip this one for now.
Okay, we'll put on the bowl. This is so delicious.
Is that a wafer?
Yeah, there's a little wafer in it. It's like a Kit Kat bar with more peanut butter.
See, Kit Kat? Get your shit up.
Holy moly. I'm really enjoying this.
Wow.
I've been eating candy this whole time. And now that I've eaten this, I'm like, this is...
the best.
Maybe I really like peanut butter, and I was not aware.
It's in my mouth right now, and I'm mad I'm not holding more.
This is so good.
Oh, my God.
Fine. Gory's Miss is fine candy bar, not top three. I don't know. We're going to put on the bubble right now.
Take five is best, like Reese's Six, but close second.
Okay, well, Reese's Six is so, oh, wow. I've never really had one before. Oh, my God.
What did you say about Reese's Sticks? About what type of candy it is?
Hybrid.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they should have been doing this whole time.
It wasn't what?
You said it was like an old black woman candy.
Yeah, it is like an old black woman candy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a culture I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm eating whatever they eat because that was delicious. that was very good. What else do they eat? yeah, I'm digging myself all the time. Crunch Bar, up next. Is Crunch Bar a top three candy bar?
You know what? I want to say that
I love Crunch Bar.
I like Crunch Bars a whole bunch.
A bunch
of Crunch Bars.
I knew.
Took us a second. We were both like, "Wait, what is the?"
Is it coming?
So do you like Crunch Bar?
I love it.
Do you think it's a top three?
You know what? Crunch Bar is easily, but they're very thin.
Ice cream's good.
Yeah, I like that. Though.
You get a big bar, but it's very thin.
Crunch Bar ice cream.
All around, Crunch Bar is a trifecta.
Crunch Bar is pretty good. It's got the snap. I like a snap. I like a little bit of a snap, and I don't think there can be a snap if it's not as thin as it is.
Yeah, I'm thinking way weird.
All right, but you're saying not a top three compared to the ones we
got. Team size-wise, you can break it up.
I would say it's a top five. I don't know about top three, though.
All right, we'll put on the bubble of the Reese's Sticks. Right now, Snickers is the only one that's moved on. Next up, Hershey's Cookies and Cream. Sorry.
This is a top contender for me.
I've marked this table with this thing so many times. All right, we're back. Sorry about that. So you're saying Hershey's Cookies and Cream, which I'm opening right now. I've never had as well.
Listen, when you're a kid and you'd scrape...
I know when I was a kid.
You'd scrape your knee.
When did it debut? I think I had it when it first debuted.
Riding your bike, and you'd be like, oh, man. You walk in, your mom would be like, oh, did you hurt yourself? She'd make you some cookies and milk.
What's up, man?
No, it's not bad. It definitely isn't.
No.
This is ruining my workout.
It's not bad at all.
It's like it takes you back to that time.
You know what would make this better? and this is what I realized that is not in any of the candy bars. If Hershey's Cookies and Cream had a mint, a little bit of mint in it.
I like mint candies?
Yeah, if there was just a little hint of mint in this, I would say this is the best candy bar.
You know what I'm just realizing? My ex-girlfriend from high school loves this candy bar, so I'm going to take it off.
David, do you want to move this on, or is this not a top three for you?
No, I'm passing on
this. I'm okay with passing on this. I know there was a big hubbub for Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Peaked in the late 80s, on decline. Cooler and...
I'm going to read this.
When did it drop? When did Cookies and Cream...
When did it drop? I don't know. Cookies and Cream is a good flavor, but does Hershey add that much beyond generic strength to Cookies and Cream?
You're right.
No, it doesn't. I'm with you, Gordon Schmidt. We're taking Hershey's and Cookies and Cream off the list. It's not a bad... I like these.
Nah.
But it's they're candy bars. 94. They're all going to be pretty good.
Well, except for Three Musketeers.
Most of them are good, all right? But we're talking, like, next level.
We're talking the best. Hershey's Cookies and Cream has been taken off the list. There's a little hint of mint.
It's cool. It's not bad.
Is there a candy bar with mint in it?
It's not a bad candy. It really isn't.
I mean, then there's Andes, little Andes
candies.
But that's not a bar. It's no, like a little, it's like a little
square. It's like if you got one, it just...
Maybe mint's expensive.
Like this would be an Andes.
Yeah, maybe mint is expensive. The mint. I have no idea.
To make mint?
I don't know.
Isn't it a plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to
I really
make
don't
it.
Know.
Hershey's Cookies and Cream off the list. We're going up next. Twix. Is Twix a top three candy bar?
To most people, it is.
Now, people love Twix.
People love Twix. People love Kit Kat, apparently.
I like their commercials, too. We're left Twix, right Twix. There's two fat factories going on. It's as if they're any different, right? It's
like, you get it?
It's fun.
I also like the idea of two for me, none for you, which is supposed to be a shareable candy.
Yeah.
I mean, their whole slogan is like, don't share.
So, it is.
But here's the deal. Is the advertising better than the candy bar itself? Although Twix, I just had one. It wasn't... Do you want another one? We're eating so much candy on this episode. But I'm a fat guy, so...
This is really good.
This is really good. I'm not going to complain about this. But here's the deal.
It's 10.
We'll put it in the top. We'll put it in the bubble. Let's... Right next. Is Milky Way a top three?
These are so good, Frozen, you guys.
Milky Way, I don't think, is a top three.
I don't think so. Milky Way is just a Snickers without peanuts.
What do you think?
Milky Way is definitely not top three.
Milky Way, off the list. So we're down to a four. And here's what I'm going to say. I like Crunch Bar, I like Snickers, and I like Reese's Sticks, and I like Twix. But I put this Twix in my mouth, and I put that Reese's Sticks in my mouth, and I'm not having a Reese's Sticks moment right now.
No.
So I don't know if that means anything, but I think it should. Are you guys okay with taking Twix off the list?
I'm okay with it.
Often?
To me, it's really just crunch or die.
Are you saying Crunch Bar or...
I would take...
Don't you say it.
I would say, I think the final two we're going to have to go with is going to be Snickers and Reese's Sticks. Crunch Bar and Twix eventually have to leave.
Are you saying, are you okay with that?
I'm with Crunch Bar and Snickers.
Oh, so what we're doing is taking Twix off, is what I just heard here.
Twix got to get it.
Twix is gone. We got Reese's Snickers. That's not real. Reese's Sticks, Snickers, Crunch Bar as our final three, which is crazy to me. I'm going to help out here. I think Crunch Bar shouldn't make the top two. And I know Austin said the same thing. And we're gonna gang up here as the vote's two against one. And personally, I think the odd man out, as much as I love Crunch Bar, don't get me wrong, it's top three. You know, Crunch Bar, you did it. You made the top three. That's great. Unless you think... Snickers is better than Crunch Bar. Like, by a lot. Snickers is the most standard candy bar out there.
It is.
It's solid. It gets the job done. What do you think of David?
I don't think anyone dislikes Snickers right
now. No, I wouldn't disrespect Snickers by saying Crunch Bar.
I think people who say I don't like Snickers are just trying to go against the grain.
They're like, no, I think bicycles are faster than cars.
Or people who are allergic to peanuts.
Well, yeah, but those aren't real people. Although my niece is allergic to peanuts and she's a darling.
Had a kid in our class allergic to peanuts.
Fucker.
he used to sit outside when we ate peanuts in the class. He's like, I'm allergic. I got to sit outside. I'm like, all right, bro. we're eating Snickers.
It sucks. It's like smoking.
Crunch bar off the list. We're down to our final two. Snickers versus Reese's Sticks.
Let's see what the comments have been. Peppermint Patty. Oh, you want both? Is it that good? Dump the sticks. Big mistake.
But what is it about? So Twix is off the list. A lot of people are upset about that, which is fine. I don't care. Because this is my show. It's my show. Hey, get back here with my show.
Yeah. We're not telling you not to eat Twix.
We're not telling you to not do anything. We're just telling you what's the best.
I just don't think it's as good as you think it is.
We're down to our final two, folks, which is the vote. I've eaten a lot of candy and I'm feeling it. Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of candy and I'm also feeling it, but I'm also going to get another Reese's stick.
You're taking the last one.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, oh, I can't eat more.
Holy moly.
Oh, I just broke this in half. Easy. Clean break.
Clean break.
Clean break.
So I'm down to the thing.
Now it's in three pieces.
Jesus, that is the worst. David Brooks, you're up. Your vote. What is the best candy bar? Snickers or Reese's Sticks?
I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment. Even though I loved Reese's Sticks, that was an amazing. And honestly, that's the one of the first times I've had it since I've had it. You know what I mean? So it actually tastes pretty good, but Snickers is just all around. I don't know, it's just universally recognized.
Alright.
It's like murder, you just, you know about it.
Wait, it's like murder?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if the Snickers company is listening, but that's a slogan you can use. Snickers, it's like murder. Alright, well, that's one vote for Snickers. I'm going to go up next, and here's what I'm going to say. Snickers is probably the candy bar I've eaten the most of any candy bar in my entire life. I love it so much. The Snickers ice cream bar, fantastic. Ice cream bar. It's a delicious thing.
Amazing.
But I will say this, and then it still bothers me, and I hold it against them, because I'm going to vote Reese's Sticks. And the reason is, when Snickers went from their full king-size bar, which is the best candy bar of all time, it was just one giant bar, and they switched it to two Snickers in one thing, that robbed me of some candy, and I'm still pissed about that, Snickers. I think that was a bad move, and I know why you did it, to save money. And it's not about the money, it's about the customer. The customer's always right. So I'm voting Reese's Sticks as the best candy bar.
That's a good X Factor. I totally forgot that they switched. They used to be one.
Yeah,
big,
giant
just fucking claw.
Oh, it was the best.
Now it's like two little.
Yeah, you could hold it in your
hand. Little turds, two little turds now. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I was really upset about it, and I was like, I'll never eat a Snickers again, and then I still do. So, like, I guess.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's how good they are, is that you could get physically and emotionally mad at it and yell at God and ask Him. Why
can you buy a Snickers online that's just regular king size?
There's no way. Like, it's old.
EBay,
it's old.
EBay, you know what I mean?
It's old.
They're holding out. They're totally able to still do it.
Yeah, well, I think they still
have mold. 2 years from now.
We're bringing back the old Snickers.
King size classics?
Yeah. The public has spoken.
King size classics.
King size classics.
Who gives a shit about Szechuan sauce? care about the king size classic. All right, that's one vote, one vote. Austin Fry, classic versus modern. One versus the other. I have heartburn right now. What are you voting? Snickers bar or Reese's Sticks? Talk it out or give the answer right away. Whatever you feel like you need to do to solve this problem. What is the best candy bar?
Let's come down to this.
Yeah, I feel like I just explained that.
You know, you don't get to be on radio very much without being controversial.
Yeah, that's true. Or silent. You also need to be silent.
Be silent.
When I gave you the two options, they both involved talking.
I know. Okay. It's so hard.
Yeah.
On one hand, this is like is this relatively new, like ish.
I feel like
I don't even think it's a decade. In the candy world, I think it's like 5 years, maybe.
Because, This is hard.
Yeah, because it's good.
Well, this is, thank you very much. I mean, we're in the top
tough.
2 years.
This is real tough. This, you know, on one hand, you have the legacy that is Snickers, you know?
One hand, you have the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and then you have the young upstart.
You got, Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby. I love Adam Cole. And I was too young to really appreciate Hulk Hogan.
So what are you voting here as the best candy bar, Snickers or Reese's Sticks?
Oh my god, it's so hard to guess.
No pressure.
I love peanut butter, and I like.
Which they both have.
They both have.
Do they both have peanut butter? I don't like.
No, Snickers has peanuts.
Yeah, you're right. You're
they
right.
Have milk chocolate, milk chocolate, peanuts, caramel, and nougat. Those are the four horsemen of candy bars.
It's missing pretzels from Take Five.
If you want, just eat a pretzel if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want a candy bar with a pretzel. That sounds lazy.
So,
so Austin Fry, at third time I ask you, oh, you had a point there?
No, I'm waiting for you.
Best candy bar, Snickers or Reese's Sticks?
Snickers.
Oh, man, I really thought Reese's Sticks was going to go there, but Austin couldn't pull the trigger. He wanted to do it, but he understood that the big candy bar companies, Snickers, they got a hold on us. So, folks, the winner of Best Candy Bar is what the odds pointed towards, Snickers.
Always trust the bookie.
Roman Reigns is going to win. All right, folks, that is Best Candy Bar, Snickers. Thank you so much for being on the show. I want to ask you guys, thank you so much for being guest experts at David Brooks.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
David, is there anything you would like to plug of upcoming shows? Probably not upcoming shows, because I'm not very good at getting this that update. So, like, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of that stuff?
The Instagram, at Really David Brooks.
At Really David Brooks.
And then Twitter at Really David B.
Okay, Twitter at Really David B, Instagram at Really David Brooks. Check him out. David is an upstart stand-up comedian, probably a year in about.
Yep.
Very funny. I like watching him a lot. I definitely recommend him. If you're in the area and booking shows, book David Brooks, or don't. Well, do whatever you want. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not a booker, but you should book David Brooks. He's great. You even have books in name. Next to me, Austin Fry. Austin Fry, I've known for a good amount of time. Another very funny stand-up comic right now. You've been like 3 years in? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, great, great. Folks, Austin, do you have any Twitter, Instagram, anything you like to plug?
I mean, Reese's Sticks was so good.
Austin Fry is going to be upset about this for a while.
This is like when I bomb a set. And I feel like I've let some people down.
Yeah, well, don't worry. No one even cares.
Bunch of nobodies.
We're all a bunch of nobodies. What? What are you plugging anything?
You called
them a bunch of nobodies. Now no one's going to follow your Instagram. What do you got?
Instagram and Twitter is at Austin Fry Sucks. And we have I have an upcoming show at Pinhead's Bowling Alley. Ted Nugent is going to be there. I'll be playing some bass lines with my friends.
So definitely check him out at the Pin Alley.
Pinheads.
Pinheads
Bowling Alley. It's in the back.
You don't even play on the stage or somewhere else?
We're kind of just...
are you just bowling?
I mean, we don't have to talk about that.
All right. Austin Fry, everybody. I'm your host, Joe Bates. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22, but I don't give a shit about that. What I'd love you guys to do is like the Facebook page, Thank You Very Much, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Thank You Very Much. That would really help me out. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching. And also, look forward to later out this week, Thank You Very Games. This will be a video game interview part of Thank You Very Much. And you know, the first episode, you will see David Brooks and Austin Fry. So thank you so much. That's been Thank You Very Much. Best candy bar, Snickers. That's Thank You Very Much. You're welcome.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.
Be safe.
Have a good night, everybody.